In today's halacha, we're going to go into a law that's relevant to the upcoming Hasidic holiday of Heifetz, Dida Notzach, which falls on this Shabbos, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. So one of the directives that the Rebbe gave on Heifetz as a result of Heifetz is the mitzvah of Bayis Mali Svarim, the mitzvah of a Jew to purchase and have a house filled with Torah Svarim, Svarim of Torah knowledge. So in today's lesson, we're going to go into details of this mitzvah, the halachic root of it, and as well as the Rebbe's directives. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, chapter 270, halacha 1, halacha 2, that it is a mitzvah to publish, and included in that is to purchase Chumashim, Mishneh, Gemara, and their commentaries. That is the wording of the Mechaber in the ruling in Shulchan Aruch. So it's a mitzvah to buy Torah Svar. Some Paiskim, which is the Shach over there in Yeredeya 275, based on the Prisha, rule that this mitzvah to buy Chumashim, Mishneh, Gemara, and of course all Svarim dealing with Torah is actually a biblical positive command. It's a mitzvah's essay in a Torah. And according to them, when you purchase a sefer of Torah, you're fulfilling a mitzvah's essay in a Torah, just like you gave tzedakah and just like you put on tefillin. What is the basis and the root of this mitzvah in a Torah? So it's a sniff, it's a branch of the mitzvah for every single person to write a sefer Torah, as is brought down also over there in Shulchan Aruch, that it's a mitzvah in every Jew to write a sefer Torah. And this is no longer done today, as we all see that people today are not accustomed to every person to purchase a sefer Torah or to write a sefer Torah. And the Shach and Prisha explained that the reason for this is based on the Rosh, is because it was only when we learned from the Sefer Torah that it was a custom and a mitzvah, min ha-Torah, to purchase a Sefer Torah. But today, that we can buy Svarim and write Svarim without needing to open an actual Torah scroll, therefore the mitzvah min ha-Torah has now switched onto all the Svarim of Torah that one purchases. This is also due to the fact that in previous times it was forbidden to write Torah Shebal Peh. So the only possible sefer of writing and purchase was a Torah scroll. However, in today's times, already for thousands of years, that this Isser has been removed since the times of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi of Eis Lachas LaHashem, Ketedu Terasecha, and it became permitted to write oral Torah. Therefore, the mitzvah is now, on the contrary, specifically on books of oral Torah. That is how they learn. There are places that argue, but nevertheless, it is interesting to note that purchasing Svarim is, according to some opinions, a mitzvah min ha-Torah of buying a sefer Torah. Of the Rebbe's Heiras, directors of this mitzvah, the Rebbe stated that obviously the mitzvah is not limited to the Svarim listed above in the Shulchan Aruch, which is Mishneh, Gemara, and commentaries, but all Svarim of Torah, and especially Svarim dealing with practical halacha. In Hei Tevis 1988, the Rebbe said that especially one should place precedence to purchase Svarim dealing with practical halacha, which will be studied frequently in order to know what one is to practically follow. The Rebbe also stated in that sicha that every child is to have a sitter, a chumash, and a tehillim, acronym of chitas, of their own. So every child should have their own chitas, and it should be placed in their room that they should know that it is theirs. Likewise, the Rebbe said that every person should try to donate and help expand public libraries for the use of the public. Of the specific svarim that one should purchase, it's also recorded in Sefer HaMenhagim based on Sefer HaSichus, 1950 of the Rebbe Rayatz, that every home should have the following three svarim: a Keser Shemtev of the Baal Shemtev, a Toyev of the Magid, and a Tanya.